The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." He replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I've purchased a field and I must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I've purchased 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I've just married a woman and therefore I cannot come.' The servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' The servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out, and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedgerows and make people come in that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Here's a very mysterious parable with a very important message. Let's take a closer look. Jesus said, "A man hosted a dinner and the invitations went out to many. But the only people who came were those who had nothing in this world to lose. The poor, the blind, the crippled, the lame. Everybody else who had something to cling to in this world, whether it was a yoke of oxen or a field or a newly minted wife, everybody else made excuses." Now, what's really helpful to know, but what is not at all clear, is that the excuses that they make for not coming to the banquet are laughably bad. A man said, "I just purchased a field and now I'm going to examine it." Nobody purchases a field unless they've already examined it. Imagine somebody who says, "I just bought a house and now I'm going to go find it on a map." Or the other one who says, "Yeah, I just purchased some oxen and now I'm going to evaluate them." You don't purchase oxen unless you've already looked them in the teeth. Imagine somebody says, "I just bought a new car. I have to figure now I'm going to go give it a test drive." And then, of course, comes the worst excuse of all. "I just got married, therefore I can't come." All the more reason to come. Now you got a date, right? But the key line here is that one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. Now, pardon me for referencing the original Greek here, but sometimes it's helpful to do that. If you look at the original Greek text of the Gospel of Luke, what it actually says is one by one, they all began to excuse themselves, each from the same motive. They all made excuses, each from the same motive. What was the motive from which they all made excuses? Very simply, they didn't want to go. And if the banquet here is representative of the kingdom of God, then the message is that their bad excuses are your bad excuses. We make bad excuses for saying no to God's grace. You know what the most common bad excuse we make for saying no to God's grace is? You've said it many times. I've said it many times too. It's, "I don't have time. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to go to confession. I don't have time to lend a helping hand around the house. I don't have time." Bad excuse. Fact of the matter is, short of an emergency, you always have time because we make time for what matters and we make excuses for what does not. It's really a question of priorities, not of time. I remember once upon a time I was speaking to a young girl. She was about to be confirmed. and I asked her, do you go to Mass on Sunday? And with swagger and confidence, she says, I do not have time. I play travel soccer. And I said, you got plenty of time. It's just that you think that soccer is more important than God. And you know what the clincher here is? In the time of Jesus, if you were invited to a dinner like this one here in the parable, two invitations were sent out. The first invitation was sent out far in advance of the event so that you could put it on your calendar. The second invitation was sent out right before the event itself. And if you hadn't said yes to the first, you would not be able to say yes to the second. And Pope Gregory the Great, St. Gregory the Great, he says that the message there from this parable is that if you do not develop a taste for saying yes to the grace of God while you live, you will never taste the presence of God in the kingdom of heaven. A helpful but very important message to us to hear today. Choices have consequences. And whether you like it or not, eventually those choices become fixed. At the judgment, all God does is ratify what you've already chosen in this life. So please, pray and know yourself. Pray and know yourself, that we might not be among those who hear, but rather among those who hear and answer. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Charles Borromeo, pray for us.